But right now, we're talking with Brady Kirchnevy of New Age Farming. And you said something really key here right before the break is that the mycorrhiza product that you have needs to get into the soil one way or another.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It does you no good on top because UV light will kill it. It needs to be by the seed, either in furrow with your liquid startup fertilizer, which works just fine, or treat the seed. I have guys on beans, if they plant them with a planter, they just mix this with water and just spray it in furrow. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to treat the seed if you got a way to do it. But it has to be right there, so when that seed germinates and the root comes out, these spores go into the root system and reproduce themselves and start growing out hairs.
I would assume just tank mix it with the starter?
Yep, we just put it right in with the starter. Yeah. You know, I've got two formulations. One's a liquid, one's a dry. So if you're going to put it in with the starter, you'd get the liquid, you dump it in and go.
Okay.
It's so easy. So.
And about how much per acre are we talking about?
It goes on at 4 grams per acre. I don't care what your population is. This is all about getting enough grams in the soil to help the soil and help your root system. You know what I mean? So that's how it goes on, and there's 22,500 spores per gram. Comes in a 320-gram pouch, the dry one, so mm-hmm. 7.2 million spores.
So you're putting on just shy of 100,000 spores per acre, and they can do the rest.
Huh? Exactly. Let them take care of it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what happens after we put it on then?
You put it on the seed, you put it in the ground, and I always try and get guys, especially the first year, to have one side of the field treated, one side not, so we have a comparison so we can see the difference. I'll come out and dig roots. Every fall I'm out digging roots with customers pretty much all fall before harvest starts. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the best time to do that. But, let's take a look at it. And it's funny because some soils or some hybrids react different. You know what I mean? Like if you got drought susceptible, light sandy soil, I've got a bunch of guys up in that Leonard country in them sandhills, raise corn, and they love it. Mm-hmm. Because that bigger root system, they get more water, more nutrients, less runoff. So it depends. You know, we don't know on your farm until we try it.
It's a bio.
Yeah.
So it's going to vary, like,
right,
with all individual people.
Exactly.
I would assume people react differently to various vitamins or supplements, yeah. And it's kind of a supplement for the soil.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And it's good. I've seen so many different fields over my 6 years of doing this. You know, it's just funny. And then, you know, I'm trying to get it down to the hybrid. Well, what seed are we using, you know, to see? Because I've got seeds from different companies that react different, and it's just the traits is all it is, you know. So I may have a 8-bushel bump on one seed, next one right next to it, I might have a 15, and it's right next to it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of science behind it that nobody's figured out, but I have hooked up with NDSU and one of their professors up there, and we're going to do a lot of studying. They have a dye test we can do. Mm-hmm. So this fall we are going to take untreated roots, comparing to treated roots, and see the mycorrhiza levels, you know, and then everything else that goes with it. So we're going to do a lot of studying with NDSU, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, that'll put the science component to all of this. You answered my next question. You've been doing this for 6 years.
Yeah.
I was going to say how long. And over those 6 years, I would assume you've had guys who have been using this every year?
Every year. And they tell me point blank to my face, I can see my soil changing. Just the smell and everything that goes with it, they can physically see their soil changing. So you know it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Is this something we want to use more in high-value crops? Or you mentioned some of the poorer soil or lighter soils, you get the greatest benefit. Is this like an equal ROI on corn, beans, sugar beets, wheat, everything?
Put it this way. On beans, I average 4 to 8 bushels right in there. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an anomaly. I had a company up by Fisher, Minnesota, did a test, a replicated test this fall.
Mm-hmm.
They had an 18-bushel increase on soybeans. I've never seen an 18-bushel, but until now.
Yeah.
I had a guy down by Lisbon. He got 19 bushels on corn. So I try and get it on both or even on some wheat, too. Let's see where the ROI is. Which one should we put it on? Because I've got guys that have been doing this for 6 years now. They just maybe put it on all their corn every year. As their cornfield rotates, every field's getting it, you know, every third, fourth year, however their rotation is. So there's a way to, you know, not break the bank, first of all, but get it on your fields and keep it working for you.
Will it work with a root crop like sugar beets? Or
nope.
That's the one, huh?
Sugar beets, canola, mustard, turnips, anything in that brassica family, they are non-mycorrhizal. They cannot use these spores to boost their root system. It's just nature.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're just non-mycorrhizal plants. A ton of the weeds we have issues with, ragweed, kochia, lamb's quarter, they're non-mycorrhizal too. So what happens is your plants, your crops, will starve the nutrients and moisture from those weeds. Hmm. You're still going to have a weed. It's just going to be a smaller, weaker weed. You can put polyamaranth in there. What's the other big one? Water.
Water hemp, yeah.
Yep, that's, yeah. That, they're non-mycorrhizal. They can't use it.
Hmm. All righty. One thing I just forgot, totally forgot about till right now, one thing that you talked about on your messages, and we talked about this last year, soybean cyst nematode.
Yes, that's a big one. That's
they don't like it.
Nope, eh? Nope, not at all. Because if you think about it, that cyst nematode is coming to attack your roots, right? So when you got mycorrhizal fungi on there, they naturally defend themselves because mama plant is feeding these mycorrhizal fungi starches and sugars to keep them growing and keep them supporting mama plant, right? So it's a relationship. So if something attacks that root system, they attack back, and they actually do, and I've got photos of it, they take the cyst nematode, strangle it, and actually eat it and use it as a food source for the plant.
Wow.
So, and what I tell guys is, why are we going out and spending all this money on some nematicide, and how many good nematodes are you killing? Because there's a heck of a lot more good ones in your soil than there is bad ones. And everyone tells me, I don't know. Well, let's keep the good ones and just get rid of the bad ones.
Sure. All right, interesting stuff. And again, there's a lot of learning that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But what you've learned in the last few years is guys ought to try it. Huh?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, yeah. I'll tell you right now, it's not the cheapest product in the world, but it's definitely not the most expensive. Okay, it's kind of right in the middle of the road. Call me. We can discuss all that. I'll come out to your farm. We'll talk about it. But, yeah, it's fun. I like to see farmers smile.
Yeah. Now, again, 6 years you've been doing this?
Yeah.
Why?
I enjoy it. I grew up on a farm. Thought I'd be farming my whole life as a kid. Was just one of them when the prices were low. We just didn't make it. We rent out our land now, and I always enjoyed being out in the field. And, you know, in the fall now, I may help one of my clients combine if he needs help. It's just, it's in my blood.
So that, yep, once a farmer, always a farmer,
yeah,
huh?
Pretty much it, yeah.
Yes, kind of me too. Can't, you know, not, didn't, had no, I just wanted to be the guy on the radio. Thanks to the tractor radios that came on board in the 60s.
Yeah.
Here I am talking farming on the radio.
And that's right up your alley, and you're good at it.
Well, I enjoy it. So, all righty, thank you very much, Brady Kirchnevy, New Age Farming, talking mycorrhiza as a way of increasing the yields. And what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way is my cell phone. So if you got your phone out right now, 701-261-1651. Or you can email me at newagefarm@outlook.com. But the best way is my cell. You can shoot me a text or whatever.
All right. And the number again?
701-261-1651.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, Brady, have a very successful 2019.